This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember I was talking about people who get giddy about Fed meetings up at the top of the program? Well, if you really want to see those people lose it, start talking about who's going to replace Ben Bernanke if and when he decides he's done. The president himself stoked the fire in an interview with Charlie Rose last night when he said Mr. Bernanke has stayed longer than he wanted to as Fed chairman. For some time now, informed speculation, such as it is on high-profile jobs like these, has been that Janet Yellen, the current vice chair at the Fed, would get the promotion. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has our profile.
Janet Yellen is a tiny lady, 66 years old, short white hair, slight Brooklyn accent. Here she is in 2009 preparing an audience for some slightly positive economic news in the middle of the recession.
I spent the last year or so, I have to confess, being so downbeat that when I looked at the faces of my audience, I could actually see them sinking as I spoke.
For those who know her, that sense of humor is a lifelong defining characteristic.
In contrast to a lot of people in positions of suction pourings, you know, she has a kind of humility, a kind of down-to-earthness.
Joe Stiglitz is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. Yellen studied under him at Yale, where she was known for her notes, which were so good she was asked to turn them into a book.
Her background is it was very much, you might say, micro-based macroeconomics. That is to say, it has a very nuanced view of how the economy operates.
As a professor, Yellen's work is focused on unemployment. In one well-known paper, she made the, at the time, new argument that people's sense of fairness was an important factor in labor productivity. As a Fed governor, she was known as an impressive debater, once arguing Alan Greenspan into agreeing that a little bit of inflation was a good thing.
Janet's a very disarming person.
Kevin Hassett, now at the American Enterprise Institute, was a staffer at the Fed when Yellen was a governor there in the early 90s.
She was unique among the governors in that she would come hang out in the lunchroom with the staff.
It was at that lunchroom that she'd met her husband, Nobel Prize-winning economist George Akerlof. For Hassett, one thing that sticks out is that Yellen required her staffers to calculate what the Fed policy would be if it followed the advice of her critics.
You know, now that's kind of a regular practice at the Fed.
Now, the Federal Reserve is charged by Congress with controlling both unemployment and inflation. Fed officials are often accused of having a bias towards dealing with one or the other.
I think it probably is a fair reading that she's more concerned about high unemployment. And I think that there are folks who have a genuine concern that unless you have a real inflation hawk at the Fed, that inflation could spin out of control, as it did, say, in the 70s.
That's perhaps the most widely heard criticism of Yellen, but it's also a contentious one.
Janet is enormously pragmatic. She's not ideological.
Joe Stiglitz.
She will look at the situation as it exists. Right now, the situation is that we don't face any inflation problems, and the situation is that we face a serious unemployment problem.
Inflation's averaged 2% since Yellen began at the Fed, and she's presided over two rounds of interest rate hikes. She said she would do it again if needed. There's another moment that stands out in her track record at the Fed.
She was one of the, I think, most perceptive members, even in late 2007, which is before the economy tanked.
Steve Oliner worked at the Department of Commerce and had to report regularly to Yellen, whom he calls a very demanding boss. He says in 2007, hers was one of the few voices at the Fed sounding the alarm bells.
She was very concerned about the possibility that the financial crisis would cause a recession and that there could be really deep and severe problems in the financial system.
At the time, Yellen called the housing sector the 600-pound gorilla in the room. She advocated for a half-point interest rate cut. Unconvinced, and soon to be proven wrong, the Fed would go with a quarter-point reduction. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.